Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Hello, this is Diego Aparicio reporting from the Venice Lido. I'm at the 76th Venice Film Festival this year, and with me is Emile Simon from Luxembourg, who is part of this year's 28 times cinema jury for the Giornate degli Autori. Hello, Emile.
Hello, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure having you. I'd love to hear more about your experience as part of the jury of 28 different nationalities. I believe that must be one of the largest film juries in the world. How have you found it? Like, how has the multicultural experience been for you?
It's been definitely a pleasant and very interesting experience. My biggest surprise is how we all seem to get along very well despite all the cultural differences, obviously. And I think it shows in a way that Europe is in a way well functioning because of big cultural differences, but somehow still a very strong sense of unity.
Well, that's a really pleasant message to be sending out at these times, I think. Thank you, Emil. I was wondering how you heard about 28 Times Cinema, and congratulations for being selected.
Well, thank you. I'm from Luxembourg, so the country is really very small, so it was a big part of hearsay. So I have two friends of mine that have been in the jury the last previous years. And my film teacher, I have a small subcourse at school, film history, film discussion. He told us about it. He encourages all to participate in it, and that's how it came together.
That's amazing. I think your teacher is doing a great job of spreading the word. Excellent. And what are your general impressions from Venice? Have you been to other festivals this year? How does it compare?
I have been to the Luxembourg Film Festival once, as a member of the young jury also. It's definitely two wholly different festivals because of just the size of it. Venice is also one of the most famous and one of the oldest. So I had not exactly like precise expectations for the festival, but I still think it's a very good mix of many different things. So you have like very elegant people, but also just very relaxed people. So it's definitely hard to pinpoint what kind of a festival Venice really is. I would say my experience so far has been really delightful. I have nothing to complain about the general selection, about the festival in general too.
That's wonderful to hear. I'm really glad you're enjoying your time. So the 28 Times Cinema program is mainly organized by the Lux Film Prize team at the European Parliament. I'm aware that you've watched the three finalists for this year's prize. What did you think of them?
I was honestly blown away by the three of them. They're both very different, but very accessible at the same time. They all three tackle social issues and themes that are very much relevant. In the case of El Reino, it's about corruption, it's about power games in politics. Cold Case Hammarskjöld tackles a real story that is so twisted and it goes so far that you can't help but wonder if that's what really happens, and it goes very far.
So apart from your jury duties at the Giornate degli Autori, which consists of 11 films in the main competition, you're also assigned to be this year's Lux Prize ambassador in Luxembourg. So how do you think you can spread the word for the Lux Prize finalists that you've watched here in Venice?
I do think that Lux Film Prize is a very interesting initiative that needs to, well, as you said, be spread. As an ambassador, I think you can, of course, share some of the concepts of the initiative on social media, on maybe like distribute flyers. I have heard that some of the jury members thought about contacting their MEPs, which is like a really really smart idea because of just the meaning of the Luxembourg Prize in general.
Indeed, I think the MEPs will be very happy to help you support the Lux Prize initiative, and I hope lots of people come to the free screenings in November. So, carrying on, I was just wondering if there were any festival highlights for you from this year's Venice Film Festival.
With the film festival that is so diverse, I think there's going to be a lot for many tastes. I was really surprised by how much I ended up liking Ad Astra and Joker, which are both in the official competition, both very big movies, but that have like a very personal and very, I think, sensitive core to them that can touch many audiences and are definitely more than big budget Hollywood movies.
That's wonderful to hear. What about the workshops you participated in? Which one did you choose to be a part of?
I chose to be a part of Active Cinema Goers, which mainly focused on how cinemas in times of movie streaming, in times of maybe declining sales in cinemas, how movie theaters can promote, can adapt, and maybe overcome their difficulties.
And it's a workshop organized by Europa Cinemas, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And which cinema from the network are you representing from Luxembourg?
I'm representing the Cine Utopia.
Is that a cinema you go to often?
Yeah, since Luxembourg is really fairly small, that's one of the, or maybe the only, that screens art house, maybe smaller movies. And it's really the go-to cinema in Luxembourg if you want to watch maybe less accessible movies. It's a really inviting, it's modern and just great cinema.
That's fantastic to hear. I think every country out there needs, you know, more of those cinemas for independent films. Thank you so much for your time today, Emil. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I wish you all the best at the final jury deliberation meeting in the following days.
Thank you for having me.
From Venice Film Festival, this is Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.